Governor of the Bank of Ghana and Vice President Designate Park Kwesi Emisa Arthur says he's happy the Ghanaians have resolved to uphold the message of peace and forgiveness of the late president. He expressed commitment to continue to serve the people of Ghana. Mr. Emisa Arthur stated this when he led staff of the Bank of Ghana to sign the book of condolence at the banquet hall of the State House. Daniel Latte and Yvonne Fasca were there for Radio Ghana.
Before 9:30 this morning, the delegation from the Bank of Ghana, led by the Governor Park Kwesi Emisa Arthur, were at the banquet hall of the State House to sign the book of condolence. State protocol officials told Radio Ghana that they had to come that early so as to make time to honor a meeting with the president. Members of the delegation included the first deputy, Dr. Kofi Wampa, second deputy, Millicent Na, and other directors. Mr. Emisa Arthur said it is an honor to serve his nation.
It's an honor to be asked to serve, and I accepted the request of the president to become his deputy.
He expressed joy that Ghanaians have resolved to uphold the message of peace preached by the late president.
The impression I get from listening to messages from people is that the country seems to be one, seeing that this message of peace and forgiveness has gone down with people, and people are willing to let bygones be bygones and to take a national resolve to act as one.
When asked whether he expected his nomination to the vice presidency, Mr. Arthur had this to say.
I don't think many people expected it, because I was rooting for one of my colleagues who I thought was something. But the president has some definite views about what he wants, and when he asked me, I couldn't refuse.
Also present at the State House were the management of Accra Polytechnic, delegations from the Shai traditional area, led by the Queen Mother of the area, Nana Nakogweni, and board members from Unibank Ghana Limited.
A report by Daniel Latte and Yvonne Fasca.